Staff and students have threatened to walk out of the University of the South Pacific in protest at what Nauru's president has called a hijacking of the university's management. There were protests at the main Suva campus this week as a year of tensions over allegations of corruption and employment issues came to a head. As Christine Ravoy reports, the man at the centre of it all is the now suspended Vice-Chancellor, Paul Aluwalia.
When Paul Aluwalia arrived at the University of the South Pacific in January 2019, he said he was excited to build on the USP's reputation. But less than 6 weeks into the job, the Kenya-born academic created headlines by publicly alleging serious mismanagement and abuse of office involving his predecessor and the council's leadership group. An independent investigation into the claims was carried out by forensic accountancy firm BDO Auckland, but their findings are yet to be released.
I wish that I didn't find all these things. It was a lot of whistleblowers who came to me, and I thought that I had a responsibility to take that to my executive committee, which is where I took it, and the rest is history.
Professor Aluwalia says he has since been the victim of a witch hunt by the executive committee of the USP Council, the body which contains students, staff and donor representatives from around the region. But it was the three-person executive committee or leadership group within the council which moved to suspend the professor.
Christine, I have no doubt that this is a byproduct of that initial report that I took. And as a whistleblower, I've been in most places that I come from in the world, including Australia and the United Kingdom where I've lived. Whistleblowers are protected. Here, I've been almost thrown under the bus.
This week, Professor Aluwalia found himself locked out of his office. Hundreds gathered to support him, although police turned up to disperse the crowd. Ilima Afiniasi of the USP Staff Union says the executive committee of Pro-Chancellor Winston Thompson, his deputy Aloma Johansson, and chair of the Audit and Risk Committee, Mahmood Khan, have been treating the professor unfairly.
So it's not really the full council that's treating Professor Paul, but it's the leadership group of the council. That's the treatment that we think that's really unfair and uncalled for, and students and staff, we will not sit down and let it go. And yes, the message yesterday was very clear. We want Paul in the office, and we want Winston gone, and that leadership group gone.
Mr. Finiasi says students and staff will continue to protest until Professor Aluwalia is back where he belongs.
In support of students, we've been lobbying to all our member countries, and we are so thankful. We are so thankful for Samoa, for Tonga, and even for the incoming Chancellor of the University, the President of Nauru, and the New Zealand representative to the Council. They all responded. They asked the Pro-Chancellor that he must stop all investigations into Professor Paul, the VC, and he should allow the VC to continue with his work.
Professor Aluwalia says he welcomes any investigation, but it should be carried out independently and not determined by the people who have a vendetta against him.
Well, I see there is a lot of hope. I see that the region is, if it gets everybody together and we have a special council meeting, the hiring or indeed the sacking of a Vice-Chancellor is purely the Council's decision, and I think it's for the Council to take charge of that process and to make that ultimate decision.
The University of the South Pacific is headquartered in Suva, but is owned by 12 governments with campuses in several countries. Some see the latest developments as an attempt by Fiji to nationalise the regional institution. Samoa's Education Minister and Nauru's President have both spoken out against the suspension of Professor Aluwalia. New Zealand's government pours millions into the USP every year. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is yet to respond to requests for comment. Go or Christine Ravoy.